Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. We are Mulaney-free today. Stephen Colbert said, unfortunately, thanks to fear-mongering and misinformation, a lot of people still aren't getting vaccinated. Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid have tossed more than 15 million doses of wasted COVID-19 vaccines. That's awful. But Colbert said, but that does mean 15 million COVID-immune dumpster rats. But don't worry about the anti-vaxxers being unprotected, because they found a new drug that also does not protect them, the horse thing. So you'll probably still get COVID, but on the bright side, you could win the Preakness. Colbert also commented on the Texas abortion law. That law encourages civilians to sue any Texan who assists with an abortion after 6 weeks, promising they can recover legal fees as well as $10,000 if they win. Colbert said, they're incentivizing neighbors to turn on each other for cash. Bad news for fans of privacy rights, but great news for The Handmaid's Tale, which just got a late Emmy nomination for Best Documentary. Seth Meyers said, an Amazon's healthcare business, Amazon Care, is reportedly looking to start offering in-person visits in 20 U.S. cities, and they're focusing on the places where people need the most medical help, their own warehouses. Today is the 20th anniversary of the attacks of 9/11. The Washington Post wrote about the effect on comedy. They said the effect on comedy was immediate and profound and philosophically debilitating. All humor stopped. Parody, satire, edge, political cynicism, all gone. Funny shows on TV went dark. Most comedy clubs were shuttered. The New Yorker banished all the usual cartoons for the first time since Hiroshima. As the editor of the Style Invitational, the Post's famous irreverent and iconoclastic and aggressively rude weekly humor contest, the writer of this article said, I went in at the last minute and stripped it of all references to George W. Bush's intellectual and syntactic gaffes. From the moment of the first attack, it took 5 days, 2 hours, 8 minutes, and 1 second before the first known instance of someone sending humor over email. It was lame and ham-handed, but at least it was a sputtering attempt proposing some anagrams for Osama bin Laden, which included a banal demon and, no, a mad lesbian. The Independent dusted off the story about Steve Ranazzisi. Years after the attacks, comedian Steve Ranazzisi spoke of his own narrow escape from the 54th floor of the North Tower. He was on Mark Maron's podcast in 2009. Steve Ranazzisi said at the time, yeah, I was there. And then the first tower got hit and we were like jostled all over the place. And then the Port Authority came over the loudspeaker and they were like, hey, explosion in Tower 1. Things are being taken care of. Everyone remain where you are. Stay calm. We're figuring things out. And I was like, well, I'm going to go check this thing out. So I went downstairs, walked outside, saw all the pandemonium. And then about 5 or 6 minutes later, bang. If you don't know the twist, confronted with evidence that undermined his account, Steve Ranazzisi later acknowledged the story was fiction. In reality, he was 40 blocks away in Midtown when the planes hit. He had repeated the false claims in several other interviews, even claiming his wife had been supposed to have been in the towers, but a delay had saved her life. He told interviewers that he had those falling dreams for years. In 2015, when confronted by the New York Times, Steve Ranazzisi apologized and admitted the deception. He said, it is to the victims of 9/11 and the people that love them and the people that love me that I ask for forgiveness. It was profoundly disrespectful to those who perished and those who lost loved ones. The stupidity and guilt I felt for many years has not abated. It was an early taste of having a public persona, and I made a terrible mistake. At the time, Steve Ranazzisi was called out by comedian Pete Davidson. Pete's father died after being sent into the World Trade Center. Pete Davidson wrote on Twitter, it's okay, Steve Ranazzisi. People make mistakes. Can't wait to meet my dad for lunch later. Pete Davidson later told his followers to take it easy on Steve Ranazzisi, saying he had received and accepted a personal apology for him. We all sometimes lie and exaggerate a story to seem cooler. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. I was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, yeah, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. That is a weekday podcast, 5 days a week, about the royal family. Meghan Markle, she upsets everybody. Kate Middleton, so wonderful. The Queen, who doesn't love the Queen? Prince Harry, what's his deal? Is he ever going to put out another episode of his podcast? Prince William, just hanging out, being chill. People kind of want him to be king. Prince Charles, people kind of don't want him to be king. Always something to gossip about. Palace Intrigue, wherever you get your podcasts. Hey, remember I told you that people were claiming that Ted Lasso's character Roy Kent was actually CGI, which is, of course, ridiculous. Well, the AV Club says Ted Lasso's Brett Goldstein, an actor claiming to actually portray Roy Kent, has offered unconvincing proof that he's a real human man. The AV Club says it's hard for us to tell, but this new Instagram video sure makes it seem like Roy Kent is a cartoon. Now, you may recall a growing contingent of Ted Lasso viewers believe that actor Brett Goldstein, who plays suspiciously handsome soccer man Roy Kent, is actually CGI. And we don't even necessarily mean CGI like Tig Notaro in Army of the Dead, but CGI like Bumblebee in the Transformers movies. The conspiracy theory persists to the point where Goldstein himself has been forced to break his silence and offer his final statement on the matter in an Instagram video. Here, let's listen to what he has to say.
I just want to clear up something once and for all. I am a completely real, normal human man who just happens to live in a VFX house and does normal human basic things like rendering and buffering and transferring data. That's all my fucking problem is.
From the SA Current, they spoke to Paula Poundstone and they were like, "Hey, Paula Poundstone, I know you're a big fan of Oreo cookies. Are they delicious enough to ignore the fact that hundreds of union workers are currently on strike for what many of them are calling corporate greed and the company's handling of their work hours and healthcare costs?" You thought that was going to be a fluffy question about Oreo cookies. It was not at all. Paula Poundstone had to answer and said, "No, I'm so disheartened. I'm sure if you look carefully at most companies, you'd find things to be unhappy about, but this sounds pretty egregious. What's funny is that I'm the queen of junk food, so losing me as a customer is really going to affect their bottom line." Orlando Weekly spoke to Nikki Glaser. When the pandemic took hold last year, Nikki Glaser did what thousands of millennials did. She moved back in with her parents. She said, "I lived with them for 10 months. I only moved out because I was getting embarrassed to admit I live with them, and they were getting tired of having me there." She said the first thing she got was a karaoke machine, which she uses daily. As for the forced timeout because of the pandemic, Nikki Glaser says, "I've finally been able to relax, and I'm at a point in my career where I can feel comfortable with what I've accomplished as opposed to continually pursuing this thing that is endless." Our Detroit, Our with an H, says that watching Josh Adams is like watching a jazz musician perform. There are melodies you'll recognize, the setup, the punchline, but he's always adding new notes to premises you've heard before, commanding the full attention of the room as he finds new rhythms and patterns to play off, and like a great musician, he rarely misses a beat. Adams says, "I mean, I've heard I'm natural. Just a lot of improvising, which I'm embracing more. My sets go better if I bring the crowd into it and seize the moment and weave my material into that." He describes himself using references from hip-hop and comic book movies. "It's like Stan Lee and the rapper Pimp C. I've fallen between those two if I had to describe my voice as far as comedy goes." When he started comedy back in 06, the local comedy scene was largely segregated, and in many ways, the racial split of audience still exists today. He said, "I had to find all these different rooms with these different vibes. The special thing about the Detroit comedy scene is that there wasn't one. It's just starting to get recognized as a place where funny comedians come from. Comedy has a voice here. We're the pioneers of it. It's a hard place to make people laugh. It's a lot of blue-collar workers here. There's so much rich culture that makes us who we are. Everyone here is one of one. What's making us special is there's a bunch of strong, unique voices coming out of this place. He has pulled praise from every room he's worked, regardless of who was sitting in the audience. They were just telling me, we believe in you. If you see yourself half as much as we see you, you're going to be as big as you need to be. I'm just moving forward because I don't want to make liars out of them. I want to prove that what they said is just true. Keep an eye on Josh Adams. That is your comedy news for today. Follow this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Instagram at Daily Comedy News. See you tomorrow.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Some call him the Taylor Swift of soccer. Follow the ultimate spectacle with the Messi effect. Step into the star-studded world of superstar Lionel Messi as we dive into the glitz, glamour, and game-changing impact he's bringing to American soccer. From jaw-dropping goals to all the off-field glitz and intrigue, we've got your all-access pass to the hottest show in town. Whether you're a diehard fan or just love a good Hollywood story, join us for the ride of a lifetime as Messi brings American soccer to new heights. Follow the Messi Effect and see if Messi can pull off an American championship. The Messi Effect, available wherever you get your podcasts.